Are guardian angels real, and do they oversee the affairs of man? Well, there are examples in the Old Testament of angels who were assigned specific nations and even sent forth to particular individuals with a message from God. But there isn't enough evidence to substantiate the claim that all of mankind has a guardian angel. However, there are passages in the Bible that would imply that children are assigned specific angels. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 18 and verse number 10, "Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven." Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 14 says, "Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be the heirs of salvation?" So the possible implication could be that when a person gets saved, they actually retain the ministering spirit who was once assigned to them when they were children. And according to Psalm 34, verse 7, one of the main ways that angels minister to us is by protecting and delivering us from the